I am pleased to be presenting a seminar for small business owners entitled Beyond Bootstrapping. This seminar, put on by myself of Master Credit Solutions, Dennis Welsh of Anchor Bank, and Jeff Yupin from the Thompson Hall Law Firm, focuses on alternative methods of financing businesses, starting with how personal credit affects your business credit, moving then to Small Business Administration loan programs, and ending with raising capital from angel and venture capital investors. We will be holding this seminar in the Twin Cities area come June and July. You can register for this event through Eventbrite or through the website www.uscreditproject.com. Now, registration is limited to the first 20, and lunch will be provided. If you're interested or have clients who might be interested, please have them register for the location and date that fits their calendar. Our sponsors include Thompson Hall, Master Credit Solutions, U.S. Credit Project, Anchor Bank, Connect My Success, and Inner Circle. I hope to see you at one of the upcoming seminars. Hi. John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions, U.S. Credit Report, and Give Me Credit Media. On Tuesday, May 26th, 2015, and here is your news. Well, if you're an adult and you're into kinky stuff, you've now been exposed. Until now, hackers have targeted companies or websites that hold your credit card details or medical information, but now they are showing interest in your sex life instead. You heard it right. There's a website out there called Adult Friend Finder, a casual dating website with the tagline, hook up, find sex, or meet someone hot now, has suffered a massive breach. Nearly 4 million users of Adult Friend Finder have had their personal details, including email addresses, usernames, dates of birth, zip codes, and IP addresses exposed on the dark web for sale online. The California-based dating site has 64 million members who want to have sex and one-night stands with strangers. The leaked data also includes the information on whether the users are gay or straight and even which ones might be seeking extramarital affairs. This data could be gold mines for hackers trying to blackmail people to extort money. Sean Harper is one of those members whose details were made public even after he already had deleted his account. This clearly indicates that Adult Friend Finder did not get rid of data after customers leave. This data breach is embarrassing for those who have had their sex lives exposed in just one shot. Here is a little-known database that can sink your mortgage. One of the benefits of government-backed home loans is that they tend to have more flexible and forgiving requirements when it comes to bankruptcies, foreclosures, and other derogatory credit. But that flexibility can disappear in a hurry if your bad debts are federal ones. Default or delinquency on federal loans can delay or derail your shot at landing another government-backed loan, including home loans. If you're on the hunt for a government-backed loan like FHA, VA, mortgage lenders will run your name through a specialized database that tracks tax liens, defaults, on a host of federal obligations. It's called the CAVERS list, and it stands for Credit Alert Interactive Voice Response System. That's maintained by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. This database logs current delinquencies and defaults and foreclosures within the last 3 years on a range of federal debts. Here are the government agencies that may report to CAVERS: Department of Agriculture, Department of Education, Department of Housing and Urban Development, Department of Justice, Department of Veterans Affairs, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, and the Small Business Administration. Federal student loans and FHA loans are two of the most common sources of CAVERS hits. Potential homebuyers who discover their name is in the CAVERS should first check to be sure they haven't wound up there by mistake. Whether a government agency made a mistake processing a payment or HUD failed to remove your name from the list, following corrective action or the end of a required waiting period, inaccuracies aren't entirely uncommon. Borrowers can't access the CAVERS database themselves, so talk with your lender about how best to proceed if you're surprised to hear you're on the list. For those rightfully in the CAVERS system, your options will be limited. You'll need to have a clear CAVERS record in order to close on a government-backed mortgage. The FTC is trying to protect shopper data caught up in a Radio Shack's bankruptcy. Tens of millions of customer records are up for sale, including more than 66 million containing information about the physical addresses of shoppers and 8 million associated with emails, along with transaction data, according to the Associated Press. Despite promises not to sell data to third parties in the company's privacy policy, the move drew objections from dozens of state attorneys general and companies like AT&T and Apple, which partnered with the retailer to market their products. And now the government's privacy watchdog, the Federal Trade Commission, has weighed in. We understand that Radio Shack's customer information constitute a potentially valuable asset, FTC Consumer Protection Bureau Chief Jessica Rich wrote. We are concerned, however, that a sale or transfer of the personal information of Radio Shack's customers would contravene Radio Shack's express promise not to sell or rent such information and could constitute a deceptive or unfair practice under Section 5 of the FTC Act. As a side note, could you imagine what the risk would be if Facebook or Google went bust? Here's news from debt collections from another part of the world. Are you behind with your loan repayments? If you're in Russia, they're going to seize your cat. State debt collectors in Russia confiscated a man's pedigree cat on Monday after he defaulted on a debt of 200,000 rubles, which is about $4,071. Despite repeated warnings from the bailiffs, the debtor has not fulfilled his obligations. That's according to the Federal Bailiff Service. The cat, a hairless sphinx breed, has been impounded in a last-ditch attempt to get him to pay up. The man, who is not identified in the statement, now has 10 days to settle, or the cat will be put up for sale. Expensive designer animals are considered assets by the state, just like a house, and sometimes seizing a cat is an effective way to get debtors to pay what they owe. And it's not just cats. A man who owed 20,000 rubles, which was about $407 in unpaid bills, had his British Shorthair cat and his fluffy pet rabbit seized.
Where's my cat?
Look in your borscht.
The mortgage delinquency rate, which is the rate of borrowers 60 days or more delinquent on their mortgages, declined to 2.95% in the first quarter of 2015, the first time the variable has been below 3% since prior to the recession in the third quarter of 2007, when it stood at 2.61%. This also marks the 13th consecutive quarterly drop in the mortgage delinquency rate, down from 3.29% in the fourth quarter of 2014. On a yearly basis, the delinquency rate dropped nearly 18% from 3.59% in quarter one 2014. The findings were reported in the latest TransUnion Industry Insights report, a quarterly overview summarizing data trends and perspectives on the U.S. consumer lending industry. Recent events appear to have taken debt collector harassment to a new level, with bogus debt collectors calling and harassing seniors and other innocent consumers in the state of Florida, coercing them into making payments on debt they didn't even owe. But in Buffalo, New York, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau has taken down a phony debt collection operation that also had ties to the Atlanta area. According to the Buffalo News, the CFPB is reflecting the aggressiveness seen by both legitimate and illegitimate collection agencies by cracking down on any debt collector or collection agency that refuses to play by the rules. To that end, the CFPB filed a bill collector lawsuit against a group of affiliated collection agencies accusing them of unfair and unlawful collection practices. The debt collectors under scrutiny include WNY Account Solutions and WNY Solutions Group, among others. Using what the agency described as fictitious names, undertook millions of automated robocalls to threaten, harass, and deceive consumers in attempts to collect debt that consumers did not owe them, and in most instances to anyone else, the CFPB said in a release. The bill collector harassment didn't stop there. Victims, according to court records associated with the CFPB lawsuit, were also threatened with arrest or having their wages garnished. The victims were also threatened with what were described as financial restraining orders. In this particular debt collector harassment case, the companies under scrutiny by the CFPB include Universal Debt and Payment Solutions, Universal Debt Solutions, Check and Credit Recovery, Credit Power, and Payment Processing and Solutions. I am pleased to be presenting a seminar for small business owners entitled Beyond Bootstrapping. This seminar, put on by myself of Master Credit Solutions, Dennis Welsh of Anchor Bank, and Jeff Yupin from the Thompson Hall Law Firm, focuses on alternative methods of financing businesses, starting with how personal credit affects your business credit, moving then to Small Business Administration loan programs, and ending with raising capital from angel and venture capital investors. We will be holding this seminar in the Twin Cities area come June and July. You can register for this event through Eventbrite or through the website www.uscreditproject.com. Now, registration is limited to the first 20, and lunch will be provided. If you're interested or have clients who might be interested, please have them register for the location and date that fits their calendar. Our sponsors include Thompson Hall, Master Credit Solutions, U.S. Credit Project, Anchor Bank, Connect My Success, and Inner Circle. I hope to see you at one of the upcoming seminars. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.